new Village Public Safety Officers graduated from the Sitka Training Academy March 9th. That's one of the largest classes in history. As Angela Denning Barnes reports from KYUK in Bethel, students completed 10 weeks of intensive training and testing.
14 of the new VPSOs are from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. That's the largest regional group of graduates ever. How does that make you feel?
Proud, happy, glad, and full of energy.
Alvin Jimmy oversees dozens of VPSOs as the director of the program in the YK Delta for the Association of Village Council Presidents. He says all 14 of the new VPSOs will be employed in the region, where many communities have suffered in the past with no local law enforcement presence at all.
To build up their morale, that's the key. I know they're getting the training, but it's to build up their morale and their personality.
Jumping into the ocean for the cold water survival, that was one tough job to do.
Cecilia Atchak of Chivac will be a VPSO in her home village. She said she used to be scared of water, but she learned how to swim after 8 weeks at the academy.
You have to be physically and mentally fit for this job.
VPSOs are the first responders to all kinds of events, not just crimes, including accidents and suicides. In training, they learn how to make arrests, how to subdue suspects through words, and if need be, with force. These are skills that graduate Eddie Fenn will use as a VPSO in Chifornik, where he has worked as a tribal police officer and a village police officer the past 4 years.
Try to make you stay focused and give you the tools to be able to overcome fear, overcome the tragedies that you may encounter.
The tough training will help prepare the VPSOs for what's ahead. Jimmy, who used to be a VPSO himself, says the job is full of challenges.
Biggest challenge they face all the time is dealing with their own relatives, their immediate brothers, sisters, some of them their parents, and also another challenging for them is during their work time when they're dealing with fatal incidents and so forth, assisting the troopers. Those sometimes take a key play role in what they're doing.
This year's graduating class tied with a class in 1982 for the second largest in VPSO program history. According to the Alaska State Troopers, class size has fluctuated over the years but has grown steadily since 2008 when only 5 graduated from the academy. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.